to know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now. From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
It's indeed, folks. Good morning. Good morning. Hope all is well. Let me thank everybody for watching our web broadcast last night. We had a fabulous time at Howard University. All the participants, the panelists, four-hour discussion on the Black Perspective and Super Tuesday.
Good job last night, Roland.
Well,
really
thank you very
good.
Much. Thank you very much. And also, shout out to Huggy Lowdown. He was absolutely hilarious with his take on the political race. And we'll be showing some of his commentary, if you will, this Sunday on Washington Watch at 11 a.m. Eastern on the show as well. So, again, thanks to everybody for participating. Tom, we watched some folks watched the Oscars. I was busy doing something else and traveling. And when it came to the best documentaries, some folks were focused on, of course, Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis. But in the best documentary category, this film, Undefeated, took home the Oscar, which followed the football program at Manassas High School in North Memphis, Tennessee, as coach Bill Courtney was trying to take his team to the playoffs for the first time in the school's 110-year history. And they ended up winning the best Oscar for the documentary. And so a lot of attention being paid to Sean Puffy Combs because he was executive producer. But the folks who had to go on stage and get the Oscar, directors T.J. Martin and co-director Daniel Lindsay. Joining us right now is T.J. T.J., good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, man, surely you still got to be flying high as a kite for Undefeated, winning the Oscar. The first time a full-fledged sports documentary has won since When We Were Kings took it in 1996.
Yeah, it's saying I'm high as a kite is just to say the least. I actually did a little victory lap at my alma mater, and to be quite honest with you, I walked back in, 2003, but I didn't actually graduate. And after I screened
What school?
This is Western Washington University in Bellingham,
okay.
Washington. It's about 2 hours north of Seattle.
All right.
And they actually had a reception for me, and they presented me with my diploma. So not only did I win an Oscar, but I actually officially am an official graduate of Western Washington
How
University.
How about something honorary from Manassas?
So, yeah, really.
I think I can actually now maybe get a real job instead of being a filmmaker.
Now I got to ask you, TJ, do you be honest, you slept with that Oscar since you won. I know you said it right next to the pillow when you went to sleep, right?
The thing's just become my fifth limb. I don't go home without it. I don't walk anywhere without it. I sleep next to it. I think my girlfriend's getting annoyed with me because it gets in the way between us, you know.
I didn't see the documentary. Where can I see it?
We premiered the weekend before the Oscars in L.A. and New York. And then it recently rolled out on just this last weekend. It rolled out to 9 other markets. So right now it's in, if I remember correctly, it's in Chicago. It's in Philly. It's in Baltimore. It's in Houston, Dallas.
It's in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
D.C. It should be in D.C. San Francisco. And I know I should know.
When will it be on? When will it be available on demand or pay-per-view?
That is a good question. And to be quite frank with you, I'm not the one in charge of that. You'd have to give a phone call to Mr. Harvey Weinstein himself. But a lot of it, it's a special interest film because it's a documentary, and it's very rare for it to get a theatrical release of this nature. So for us, it's twofold. It's exciting for the film because we think it's a really important story to tell.
It is.
I think oftentimes you don't get stories where you get an opportunity to celebrate the narratives that come out of communities like North Memphis. Oftentimes you just hear same kind of stories about the violence and the crime-ridden stories that tend to demonize communities like North Memphis.
You got to deal with HBO or Showtime?
Well, no, this is what the Weinstein Company is our deal, so we're getting a theatrical release.
I've seen the movie 4 times.
Yeah.
I've seen Undefeated.
Wow. Thank you.
So I really loved it, and I've taken kids to see it, too, who really needed to see it. And my question though is, in a city like Memphis, and you guys were stressing how the need for supplies and equipment and all that kind of stuff, what about companies like FedEx coming in? Did they ever have that opportunity to come in and help the school?
I'm sure the opportunities have been there. I did not grow up in Memphis, so I don't
Not just on maybe in your, because you guys became embedded there, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of, for example, you know, as you know in the film, the Man Rise organization, which is the nonprofit that
which
was created basically to be, yeah, through the coach.
Coach Courtney.
Through all the volunteers, correct, was just built to become like a booster club of sorts. So that's a collection of individuals from, you know, a variety of companies
coming
together.
And what about these young men? Were they able to come to the Oscars?
Bill and
guys?
His wife did. Unfortunately, the guys did not. You know, some of them are playing ball, and according to NCAA rules, they can't come and endorse the film. So they were unable to make it. They have seen the film.
I have so many people who love this movie now, and it is one of those feel-good movies. And also, just seeing these great kids and the love and encouragement that has come out of this. Really
congratulations.
Good job. Really good.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
TJ, congratulations. And tell your girlfriend, deal with it. The Oscar's going to get you paid.
And a real job.